Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 107 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and this is our introduction to Thai kickboxing. We'll have more to say about this next time and next page, but what I really want to discuss here is not the nuts and bolts of the style, but the important note that leads its description. That important note informs us that, like ninjutsu, this style is so intense that it has to be both your primary and secondary martial art form. Now, as we know, only the dedicated martial artist gets two styles to spend, which means that only the dedicated martial artist can take Thai kickboxing. Now, we discussed at length with ninjutsu that this was a real problem, and it's no less so with Thai kickboxing. With ninjutsu, the problem was there are all these skills that you expect a ninja to have and that they would need for their job that they can't have because they can only take the goober character class, who gets basically no skills and has no familiarity with the modern world. It's conceivable that you would have someone born into a ninja clan who would be raised with such a sheltered upbringing that all they know is ninjutsu, but they just would be really bad ninjas and not very fun to play. With Thai kickboxing, the situation is a little bit different, and if anything, I think you end up with a weirder character. You end up playing more of a weirdo if you are in Thai kickboxing, because not only are you playing the goober class, so you're playing this person with a totally sheltered upbringing with no life skills who only knows martial arts, but you are inherently, like by definition, thrown into this very weird, like competitive sporting world. The description points out that this is a big time sport performed for the entertainment of millions of people. There's a big organized crime influence. So like there's, you know, money and fast cars and gangsters and TV appearances and all that stuff, all for a character who has somehow managed not to know anything about the world around them. I don't know what kind of monastery trains you to do kickboxing, but this may not be a monastery situation. It may just be that you are a one-of-a-kind weirdo, because you also get a special height and weight table. And I can't make heads or tails of this table except to say that you are a weirdo with a weird body if you practice Thai kickboxing. You may simply have been ostracized from society and had no outlet but kickboxing. Here's what the book says about your size. Quote, rolling height and weight for Thai kickboxer characters is special. The real martial arts champions are in the lowest weight classes. For height, roll 1d8 for the number of inches to be added to 4 feet 10 inches. Weight is determined by rolling 4d6, multiplying the result by 10, and adding it to 80 pounds. So rolls of 7 and 10 would result in a character 5 feet 5 inches and 90 pounds. Once again, we have the sumo problem here, where we've got a roll for height and a roll for weight that are in no way connected. You can end up with a Thai kickboxer who is 4 foot 11 and 320 pounds. Heavier, incidentally, than the theoretical sumo wrestler that we came up with when we were looking at sumo wrestling. I want to be clear that I have nothing against playing obese characters or little people. I have done both. I've never played an obese little person, as is being recommended here, but certainly I have no objection to doing so. However, I'm going to take an unpopular stance and say that obese little people have no place in the world of Thai kickboxing. I just feel it would lead to a mismatch of styles. It's not going to be good television. Consider, for example, an actual super heavyweight kickboxer in Steven Bonner. This strange little sphere of muscle that we've created with the Thai kickboxing rules and Ninjas and Super Spies would be like 2 feet shorter than Steven Bonner, but like 100 pounds heavier. I don't know what that would look like. It would look like he's kicking a medicine ball around the ring. Maybe that's not even what these rules are supposed to mean, because if you actually look at the example given in the book, the math is wrong. It says that if you roll 46, get a 10, multiply that by 10 and add it to 80 pounds, you get 90. That only makes sense if you're supposed to multiply by 1, not by 10. It would be weird to multiply a number by 1 explicitly. I don't know if the 90 pounds there is supposed to be 190. That seems like a more reasonable weight for a person who's 5'5". But if that's the case, then our little 4'11 kick monster is going to be even heavier than 320 pounds, which I think at this point, we are ranging into, once again, goblin territory. This may be what happened with that police officer, that goblin cop that we saw earlier in the book. I think his build is very much like the kickboxer envisioned here, which, again, kind of explains how you end up as a champion in an international sporting competition, being surrounded by organized crime and millions of dollars and endorsement deals, and yet have no sense of modern society. It's because you grew up looking like a fucking monster. You were like the Penguin in Batman Returns. You were just like, your parents threw you in the sewer. You learned how to kickbox, probably from penguins. And then you stumbled into the bright light of Thailand, won your first tournament because you were 4 foot nothing at 500 pounds or whatever. No one knew how to cope with you. And now you're just caught up in the glamour. They're driving you around in sports cars, reinforced sports cars, trying to figure out what to do with you. And you're just like, what is life? What is kick? I don't know. But if you follow the rules here and you get even average rolls, you're probably going to end up with a height of about 5'2" and a weight of about 220 pounds. No judgments. Everyone is free to enjoy sports. But FYI, that's like a BMI of 40. That's morbidly obese. And not only is it not safe for you to compete in bone-crushing martial combat at that size, it's not really safe for you to live at that size. So if your ideal Thai kickboxer is a modern-day caveman shaped like Danny DeVito, then by all means, have at it. But I think that is an unpopular character option, and making it the default is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time when we talk a little bit more about the nuts and bolts of Thai kickboxing on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.